Hello and welcome to this Big Lottery Fund Scotland podcast. I'm John Fellows and today I'm joined by the Interim Director of the Big Lottery Fund of Scotland, Jackie Clean. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, John.
So the Big Lottery Fund's holding an event this week on community assets and community ownership. So Jackie, can you give us a bit of background on BIG's involvement in this area?
BIG's involvement with community ownership goes back over 10 years now. It started out with the Scottish Land Fund, which we set up to help rural communities to have more control over what would happen to them in the future by taking ownership and then developing their local assets. Those could be a whole island estate or a small building, for example, a post office or a pub or a petrol station. The Land Fund was extraordinarily successful, actually, in helping to change the dynamics of communities and give them a better future in rural areas. And in 2006, we thought, let's try and take this into urban areas as well to see whether that dynamic change could be possible for urban communities as well. So we developed a new programme called Growing Community Assets. And since then, Growing Community Assets has taken over where the Scottish Land Fund left off and tried to bring those kinds of opportunities to rural, to urban and rural communities.
So can you tell us a little bit about the event that you're hosting on Friday?
At the Big Lottery Fund, we're lucky enough to have relationships with hundreds of communities that have taken on ownership of community assets, the length and breadth of the country. Many of those in rural areas have been doing it for quite a while now. Some of them are very well established and have encountered all the ups and downs and achieved lots of successes. We have some communities in, you know, small towns and rural areas and urban areas as well, who are at the outset of that journey, and we think that, you know, these groups have a lot to learn from each other. So Friday's event is about bringing some of these communities together so that those who have been taking on community assets for quite some time, who have managed to develop successful community assets in their areas, are able to maybe share some of their experiences, share some of their inspiration, and share some practical steps with some of those who are perhaps newer to this area of activity.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. And if you want to keep in touch with the Big Lottery Fund in Scotland, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/BigScotland or search for us on Facebook for Big Lottery Fund Scotland. Thanks very much for listening.